The rest of the story. History is no more reliable than the historians who recorded it, and remember that. History is no more reliable than the historians who recorded it. We're about to put on trial a select few who are either the honorable bearers of unfortunate fact, or just maybe a conspiracy of bad guys bent on destroying a good one. There will be no verdict 4 minutes from now, but someday soon, when the jury returns to render that verdict, I want you to remember that it was here you first learned the rest of the story. You went to school, you've most likely read about Dick. People powerful in their own right have written much about him, and so convincing were their words that generations of scholars have presumed him guilty as charged. His ruthless ambition has been cited as sufficient motive. But the way we've all heard it, Dick not only murdered those who got in his way, he even had members of his own family killed, among them his own wife, and when his brother objected to his subsequent marriage to his own niece, no less, he, Dick, arranged to have his own brother drowned. And so it is that history recalls few men so corrupt, few villains so vile as he. Dick's own terrified mother was later quoted as calling her unscrupulous son, quote, a hellhound that hunts us all to death. But what if? What if the ghastly stories about him are totally false? What if he was but the victim of a vicious smear campaign by those who came after him? Yes, it may be that those who later took his place in an effort to strengthen their own tentative circumstances maligned him with a carefully thought-out discourse of disinformation, even enlisting the aid of a popular contemporary writer in their character assassination. And indeed, Dick had been killed before the malicious stories began making the rounds, so he was unable to defend himself, and thus he is remembered as a cruel tyrant, later to be depicted by such convincing actors as McKellen and Olivier as a savage murderer. But Major Roy Batcock, who is now seated in the House of Lords, says history lied, that Dick was in fact a kindly leader who championed the poor, who was a patron of the arts and education, and a great benefactor of the church. Furthermore, a portrait of him, painted while he lived, hanging in London's National Portrait Gallery, shows a gaunt, anxious, innocuous-looking man with no indication of the sinister physical characteristics later attributed to him. And as such evidence accumulates, the society now dedicated to clearing his name has enlisted 4,000 members and even more believers convinced that history done him wrong and committed to whatever further research is necessary to prove that history done him wrong. For you see, the 15th century dynasty that succeeded him, the Tudor dynasty, had, because of their own precarious perch on England's throne, had every reason in the world to defame the memory of King Richard III. They wanted to defame his memory forever, even if it meant procuring the assistance of the nation's leading playwright to profane his memory. And they did it. And the playwright who did it was William Shakespeare. Now you know the rest of the story.